Welcome everyone to a special episode of Mac and Cheese. It is the preview to series 14. It feels like we've been waiting some time, and as we record this evening, we're 5 days away from it being launched on iPlayer. To join me and regular co-host Stu, we've got a special guest returning. It's super fan Bex. Hello Bex, how are you?
Hello there. Hi, I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
We literally can't keep you off here, can we?
No.
She's back.
We keep saying, look, leave it, love.
I just keep on joining.
Please, I've got the link. I'm just joining.
Just to be sociable.
Great to have you back on.
Oh, thank you.
So, series 14, I mean, let's just start with, so we've had some media coverage about it, so we know that it's going to be available on iPlayer to binge as of Friday. It's going to be on Friday nights every week for 6 weeks. Bit of an announcement for regular listeners, so we are going to watch it the way nature intended, the old-fashioned way.
Old school.
The old school, once a week. And what we're going to plan to do is record a reaction pod to each episode once a week. We're not going to binge it. I know it's going to be hard to avoid comments about the series, but that's the plan. Stu, sounds good?
I think that's the way we want to do it. And I think it's a good thing. I don't want to us to watch it all and give something away to people that don't want to watch it all. So I think it's a good idea to just once a week, like it used to be when we were young, John?
That's
it. Yeah, back in the 80s and the 90s when you couldn't do binge watching.
It's quite quaint, actually, isn't it?
Yeah. I feel like we've anticipated it for so long that...
Yeah, because it ruins it, it's gone so quick, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly, and then it'll be done.
Yeah.
We're savour every moment over 6 weeks. So the BBC have announced, so the plan is they're going to be filmed in almost like real time, effectively. So Lee Mack has said that he wants it to have almost like the feel of a play. And perhaps most surprisingly, and it's created quite a lot of noise amongst fans online, there's going to be no parents, no Lucy's parents, and no Toby and Anna. So can I get your immediate reactions? Bex, first of all, what's your feeling about not having those guys around?
It's a big shock not to have any of those four, I'll be honest. I was quite shocked by that, and it's a big risk. I mean, obviously, we don't know the reasons why that is the case. That they're not in it, whether that was a creative decision or whether there's reasons they can't. It is a big risk, so I don't think the children are in it either, but correct me, I could be wrong. So I think it might just be Toby and Lee and Lucy.
So the plan is, as far as I can work out, Lee and Lucy, obviously, there are going to be some special guests in, I think, pretty much every episode, including one or two semi-familiar faces, like, I don't know if you guys remember Diane Vickers.
She's an X Factor.
Yeah, I think she's in one episode, for example. So I think that's kind of the plan. The trailer did also feature a couple of semi-recognizable people, like actors, not like necessarily recognized by name, but by face. It's a big risk, Stu, isn't it? Are you worried?
Yeah, massively. I've said this, and I know there's been some comments on the Facebook page and post that you've put on. But yeah, I am massively worried. As Beck said, it's a risk. It's bold. It's having read what the plan is for the series. You know, they've skipped forward. The kids are in uni, so what they're going forward. That's got to be what. 10 years?
Yes.
Eight to 10 years, something like that, from the oldest kid.
It's another time leap, so it's the second time not going out and done this, yeah.
So I can... And they've moved away.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. They're moving away into the countryside or whatever. So I can see, on that score, why Toby and Anna wouldn't be in it. Because... If they've not moved, I mean, they could rock up for a weekend or whatever. That's different, but they're not a regular thing.
Mm.
But why aren't the mum and dad in it?
Yeah.
They would still turn up. They would still go and visit them. They never just came around to see the kids because the kids weren't in it for most of the last few series, but they still turned up virtually every episode. So why now?
It's incredible.
They don't want to see them.
Yeah.
So it's and there's that dynamic. And my worry, I've said this, and I think I mentioned it to you, John, last week, that Lee and Lucy's relationship, there's a lot of putting down, sarcasm, barbs against each other, all that kind of stuff. For that just to be how every episode, because it's just the two of them, so there's nothing coming in, apart from maybe the odd special guest coming in to break that up. Could that get a little bit wearing? That's my worry on it.
Yes, it's a fair concern. Bex, it sounds like you kind of share that view. Is there any hope for the fact that it is just the two? Is the idea of special guests on a more positive side? Do we think that could give a different element, a positive element to it? Or are you seriously worried?
You know me, I'm going to be negative, pessimistic. I've never really liked some of the episodes where someone just turns up. Like, I've always liked the dynamic of the regular characters, be that like Daisy back in the day or, you know, Jeffrey, etc. Mm. And as Stu says, it's how Lee and Lucy communicate is very barbed and very like sarcastic. And having someone else to kind of interact with has always been some of my most favourite episodes, you know. Mm. Like, I was watching one the other day and it was just that silly one where it was during the pandemic and it was New Year and they were just like having a conversation basically for the whole episode.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I think Jeffrey and Wendy will be a big miss, probably more for me than Toby and Anna, definitely. But obviously there's this time jump, so they have to explain it. And whether there will be some conversation in that first episode about the parents, you know, maybe not about Toby and Anna.
I'll be honest. Sorry to jump in, Bex, but I'd be surprised, given the fact that Tim never gets mentioned.
Yeah, true.
And he's her brother and apparently Lee's best mate. I'd be surprised if they do mention the fact that Jeffrey's not around and Wendy's not around.
I mean, it might be.
You know, it's almost like, oh, you're dead to us now.
It might be that they're like passed away.
I've literally just said you're dead to us. Because
10 years when you're that age is how are they going to explain that on screen if the children have
could be? Yeah, that's a good point. Because they would, if they're still around, as parents of Lucy, they would still want to come and see her, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
In their new home.
I
at the very least, come and see the new home.
I did wonder if because I realised this afternoon that the actor who plays Jeffrey is in his 80s.
And
I do wonder, going back to Bex's point, whether maybe it was a kind of taken out their hands.
A logistical thing, he can't actually do it anymore.
Yeah, and if that is the case, then I wouldn't be surprised if your prediction's right, Stu, in that maybe they won't get a mention. But that'd certainly be something to look out for in episode one, won't it?
Yeah,
That will be a key moment. So we've got a plan revealed about each episode. So what I'm going to do, if it's okay, we've got a couple of lines that kind of describes the episode. And then I want almost like an immediate reaction from you both in terms of your hopes and fears for the episode. Does it sound funny? Does it not sound so funny? So the first one is house move. Famously, this is episode 101 of Not Going Out. So Lee and Lucy decide to move house and view the home of their dreams when Lee asks to use the loo, causing unwanted tension with the vendor. And I think apparently he ends up, pretending to be the person selling the house or something. Mm-hmm. Sounds like there's some toilet humour involved.
Yeah.
What are our immediate thoughts?
Well, toilet humour is not my favourite type of humour.
It's a bit base.
But I always think they do start off pretty strong, so I'm not going to immediately judge it on that like synopsis there, because they usually do have a good opening episode, so it sounds like it could be funny, just for me.
Yeah, there's bits of that that could work. I think I'm a little bit with Bex about the, you know, toilet humour bit, but I think going to view their dream home and all that kind of stuff could be some funny moments in that. I can see how that could work.
I've just thought of something. Now, Stu, we've mentioned it on the pod so many times, including to Dan Peak, but the financial situation about how the hell Lee and Lucy have got the money. How about this, right? The start of the episode is quite emotional, actually. We find out that Lucy's parents have died maybe a few years before, and they've got inheritance, and that's enabled them to move to a bigger house, possibly.
Yeah. I mean, they were living in the suburbs.
Walton on Thames.
So they've sold their house. That's not going to be cheap, and they're moving to the countryside. Now it depends on where in the country they're going.
Yeah,
but even by selling that house, they could get somewhere decent.
Yeah,
in the countryside,
money to play.
Without an inheritance. But yes, you could see that could be the workaround.
Well, it certainly sounds like it's going to be sort of typical kind of slapstick. There's some practical humour. Sounds like it's going to be and potentially literally toilet humour. So yeah. I'd be interested to see Bex's reaction, especially to episode one. Episode two is dull, and Lee brings a battered box back from the tip and gets a shock when he opens it in front of Lucy to reveal a sex doll, but doesn't realise what he's actually dealing with. What the hell are we thinking about this one?
Next, go on.
I don't really understand how he doesn't know what he's dealing with, because if you go back to the earlier seasons, there was a lot of sexual innuendos and kind of comments, so it'd be interesting to see how it plays out. but getting a sex doll from a tip sounds like very tragic. So it'll be interesting to see how Lucy's reaction is to that.
Stu, could this episode doll be the equivalent of coffin?
It's only fools and horses. No, it's only fools and horses.
Oh, inflatable doll. Yeah.
That's my worry, that it's just
a carbon copy.
Yeah, and not as good.
Yeah, it won't be, yeah.
I'll be interested to see how they make it not that.
Because there's a picture circling. I don't know if you guys have seen it, with like the doll sitting up on the sofa. So I don't know.
As opposed to it popping up behind the bar?
Yeah. Does it talk? I don't know. These days, you know, I don't know.
Who knows? My worry when I read that, straight away was just like, Sunny Fools and Horses.
Yeah, well, it will. I think out of all of them, I know we've got to cover off the next four, but that one certainly intrigues me the most, I think. Could it be the defining? I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but it could be one of those tipping points for how we feel about series 14. If Dole ends up being a lot better than we think, then that could bode well for the series, but it could also be the one that makes us think, this isn't that good, actually.
Yeah.
So, episode three is camper van. So Lee borrows a battered camper van from his cousin to take Lucy away for the weekend. She's not impressed by either the accommodation or the location. Being stuck in the middle of nowhere, they can't escape the strange woman who knocks at their door. Could this be one of these horror-type ones again?
Yeah. We're going back. You can go first on everyone.
Thank you.
I'm a gentleman.
It's definitely got the potential for some comedic qualities, I guess. It's always hard to say, isn't it, off a sentence, like what it could potentially be, because you could almost go anywhere with that line. Like, is this woman knocking on the door going to be a ridiculous character, or is it going to be, because they do quite a few episodes that try and be a little bit scary, don't they? Is it going to be something
they do like a semi-horror-y type, yeah, thing, don't they? Yeah.
So I like those ones though. So it could be something like that. But you have to get to the point with Lucy where how is she surprised at anything that happens anymore?
Yeah, and is she ever happy anyway?
Yeah, exactly. Like when it says Lucy is shocked. Well,
yeah, and disappointed. Well, that's just waking up every morning.
Exactly.
You know, when you look at their relationship, she's always just shocked and disappointed.
This episode goes to the core of your point, Stu, about the state of their marriage, and it does worry. So I'm really divided on it because, a bit like Bex, I quite enjoy the semi-horror ones, so I do think it's got potential. But also, I'm worried about what you were saying, Stu, about the fact Lucy's going to be all down on Lee, like constantly for the whole episode.
Yeah.
Nervous on this one.
They do, and they do like you, Bex, you just said, and John, you said that they like a dark kind of semi horror one. They also do seem to like, because it is kind of a recurring, a camping trip.
Yes, they love camping. Don't
this has got to be what, the third?
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah. If not more. There's a few I can think of.
Lucy doesn't strike me as someone that would want to go camping.
So why hasn't Lee got that hint by now, isn't it?
I mean, it's Lee for a start, but, you know, it would take a lot for him to get the hint. But, you know, it's enough. And actually, I can think of two semi-camping episodes, and both of those were kind of the darky horror one.
Yeah. This woman, this stranger, yeah, this, we talk about special characters for each.
Yeah, at least there might be someone to interject with stuff if there's this extra character in it.
Yeah. So, guys, take your mind back a few months. I don't know if you got involved, but the next episode, Oasis.
This is the one I want to see.
So this is your straight away, Stu. This is your potential, your favourite, the most anticipated. It is just, from what I can understand, from what we've read, it is literally the two of them, and basically queuing up for Oasis tickets, and they end up having a slanging match, basically. Yeah. So Stu, you think it's got potential?
Yes and no. I think, in our last pod, we talked about the episodes where you can relate to it. You know, we talked about the football coach one, the football awards, the last episode of series 13, I think it was. And we could relate to that because we've both been there. I can relate to this one because I wanted to get tickets.
Yeah,
to see Oasis. I think is quite good about this one is it's so relevant and up to date and now this one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's because it happened. Everyone was doing it a few months ago to try and get these tickets. So you can kind of, I can relate to it. So I'm interested in that. My worry is, again, it's their relationship, that everything will just be Lee's fault.
Yeah.
And that's my worry, but this is the one that I thought, because, you know, I'm a massive Oasis fan, so I think I've seen some of the pictures of Lee, you know, in Oasis t-shirt, bucket hat, the lot, you know. I don't think, you know, that could be quite funny. But, yeah, how it plays out, I just feel it will just be a lot of, well, you didn't do this, you didn't do that, it's all your fault, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. But, yeah, it's one that I wanted to see. And I'm sorry, Bex, I did say you could go first on everyone, but I just jumped in and did it myself. So, sorry.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this as well. And like, I think what's great about this episode is, like, obviously, Oasis are touring this summer. So it's so relevant, it's so fresh in everyone's minds. I'm in America for the whole time away since I played this summer, so I knew I couldn't go anyways. But, like, I would have gone. I would have been in that queue.
I mean, if anyone that's listening to the pod has got any spare tickets that want to, you know, give me a shout, because I couldn't get any tickets unless my boys have done something ridiculous for Father's Day next week, and it's a massive surprise, but I doubt it.
Don't
even realise it is Father's Day, let's be honest. So, but yeah, if anyone wants to send me a ticket, then give me a shout.
Stu, so can I ask a favour? If you get a pair of tickets, can I come with you?
Yeah, of course you can. You can be my date, mate.
Yeah, mandate, isn't it?
Yeah.
Perfect.
What you said about Lucy, I thought this the other day. I was watching, it was just on in the background, really. I shouldn't say I was working, but it was just on in the background. And the way that Lucy started speaking to Lee in the last couple of seasons, that series, I've noticed, it is sometimes bordering on, like, a little bit crossing the line with him sometimes.
Yes, it's, if you weren't a fan, if you hadn't watched from the start,
yeah,
and you jumped in now, mm-hmm, and saw some episodes, I do think you go, what the hell are you doing with her? To Lee. You know?
Because they don't have a lot of
anger. It's not a nice relationship at the moment, yeah. I don't think.
You don't see any tenderness at all between them. I mean, that's an idea for you to do a podcast on, to... Maybe
how the relationship
and the change of, like, how it's transitioned.
Because how it started, yeah, okay, you know, it was, they lived together, landlady, whatever, you know, and then he fancied her, and then it was nice, and it was lovely, and blah, 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 and then it feels like that, yeah, in the last few series, there's been a
it's like she's got a superiority complex, and yeah. I do like her character, but when she's so barbed all of the time, I know this isn't what we're talking about today, guys, by the way, I'm going off on a tangent.
No, it's fine.
She used to be tender towards him at times, she used to rely on him for certain things, like thinking of like the episode Rabbit and stuff, like, where, you know, she called him for help, things like that. But now it just seems she just lives her life to kind of put him down and make him feel inferior. And that's, I just noticed it the other day when I was doing a rewatch of season 13. I thought,
the clips that I've seen, like, I don't know if you've seen, but the next episode we're about to talk about, there's a clip of, again, like, Lucy essentially, like, slagging him off. So it doesn't sound as if we're going to see a softening either. There might be some tender moments, but I can't see it right now.
It then gets a bit... For me, as a viewer and a fan, it gets a bit boring.
A bit too much, isn't it?
Yeah. You need some light and shade. And if it's always just she's chucking shade, it's just not, you know.
If the episode, I know you've done your review of this season, but the episode I'm thinking about, where he was in hospital, he was having his operation, and yeah, he was being over the top and farcical about how...
Yeah, but
it was anxiety that he was feeling, really. She should have been kinder to him at some point.
I think you're right, but...
It sounds like, yeah, there must be other people listening to the pod who feel the same, because we all feel quite strongly on that. So it'd be interesting to see.
And it's definitely a good idea for a later pod.
To review the relationship and how it changed. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Great idea, Bex.
And you're back on for that one, Bex.
Definitely. Yeah, good. I was going to say.
It was your idea and you've clearly got views, so let's go for it.
Episode 5, Dragon Castle. This is potentially one of the more bizarre ones. I guess it could be one of the funniest. Lee and Lucy are extras on the set of a famous TV miniseries. Unfortunately, Lee gets ideas above his station, sets his sights on an acting role. What are we thinking?
This sounds like I will like this storyline, probably.
Could be a good one, this?
Yeah, I think so. It sounds like true to Lee's character. It sounds... I mean, I don't get how they're both extras in a TV series, but I guess we'll find that out. But the premise of it does sound encouraging to me.
I think this plays to Lee's strengths.
Yeah.
You know, as a character and as him, like actual Lee Mack, I feel this kind of thing plays to him, you know, to try and be a little bit, yeah, this could be a good one.
So we've got potentially pretty higher expectations on Dragon Castle.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Interesting. Final one is Hotel Room. Lee uses his collection of free discount vouchers to stay overnight in a mid-range hotel. He makes sure that he takes advantage of all the hotel's complimentary services. Now, who are you guys Friends fans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember the episode when Ross...
Yes.
And he was explaining what
they were all away in somewhere. Was it wasn't he some guest speaker or something?
Something like that, and he gets
I was going to say Malibu, but yeah, I think Barbados. And yeah, he nicks literally everything because they want you to take it.
Get your money's worth, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the first thing that struck me when I read the description. What are you thinking the episode's going to be? Is it just Lee going to be tight, making the most of everything, trying to take the curtains down or something? Like, a bit of farce?
I thought this was... this is also one of the more promising ones. Like, I'm more looking forward to the end of this, like, series episodes. And you know what I'm doing on Friday night. I'm watching them all. So I'll be sure to get in our group chat. But this one to me sounds promising. But again, let me go back to the money thing. And you were talking about the camper van episode. If they can afford to buy these very nice houses and stuff like that, can they not afford a holiday where they won't need
a camper van and a mid-range hotel?
To steal soap from a hotel or something. I'm just guessing what might be their situation. Yeah. But... yeah, you know, that maybe doesn't add up. Like, why can't I just go abroad, like, somewhere on holiday? I don't know.
No, it's a bit, fair point.
No, I think you're right. It could be a good episode. I go back to it's the relationship thing. I can't get away from it. And he's booked a mid-range hotel. Right. So she's going to say something, why didn't you book something better? He's trying to take the stuff. Why are you doing that? You know, Bex, you pointed out as well, over the last couple of series, that's how the relationship is. And that's my worry for this, when it's just the two of them, is it going to be more of that? And this episode doesn't, as much as I think it could be quite funny, I feel it opens up a lot of potential to just put him down the whole time.
Yeah, 100%. It's like what you said with the Oasis ticket episode. Like, could she not have booked the tickets herself? But you know fine well before
watching it. You know it's going to be his fault.
Him that would have made him, and I'm saying this in inverted commas, made a mistake or something. Like,
yeah. Well, you know, let's be honest. You both want to go and see it. Okay. Let's get the laptop on. You do it on your phone. I'll do it on my phone. We're all in the queue with about 16 different devices. but ultimately, Lee, it's your fault we didn't get tickets.
He's going to click on a link. He's going to click on a link for a sale at Greg's or something, like New Sausage Roll at Greg's.
Yeah.
And that's going to take
him. Or a tribute act or something.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea. But yeah, right. He ends up he's on the wrong page. He's somehow on the wrong page, yeah.
But she had the exact same chance of getting a ticket as he did. And you didn't get it. So why is it his fault?
So
it's that's my big
concern.
Get it.
I mean, we haven't seen it yet. We obviously don't know that's what's going to happen.
And I'm hoping I'm wrong.
I'm guessing.
Let's be honest. I'm massively hoping I'm wrong on this.
Yeah.
But it's just, and I go back to with no or minimal other interactions, other people coming in and changing that dynamic, I feel it just could get a bit much.
It sounds like we've got some common themes. We're nervous about the lack of the other characters. House move, camper van, generally between the three of us, we're kind of the least or the most worried about, if you like. Doll is just WTF. No idea how Doll is going to go. Oasis, yeah, we're all pretty keen on Oasis. Dragon Castle does have great potential. Yeah. And Hotel Room... yeah, kind of middle-ish, really. So bit of a mixed bag. And it is really interesting because on the pods, we always review what's been, whereas this time we're previewing, we're guessing. It will be really interesting when we go back over the episodes. Has it all lived up to what we're expecting? Or are there some surprises in store? You know, have Lee and Dan gone slightly off-piste? And actually, are there some pleasant surprises in store?
And what I would say, and I know we've all voiced some concerns and all that, but the BBC that have obviously seen it, know what's going on, must think it is half decent because they've already announced that there's a series 15.
15, yeah.
So it can't be a pile of shit. Because they wouldn't have commissioned the next series, surely.
That's a really positive way of looking at it, isn't it?
I mean, let's say it can't be a pile of shit. That's really positive. But no, I know what you mean. it must have got a good reaction from the audience watching it, and any focus group, you know, let's be honest, the BBC must love a focus group, focus groups and people in within the comedy department must have liked it to go on then, do us another series.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm certainly not sounding negative about it. Even the worst, what I consider the worst episodes are not going out. I still would choose over 99% of other things that I could put on, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Even if they're not my favourite episodes, I will still probably laugh out loud and enjoy.
There's normally, in every, 25-minute, half-hour, however long it is, episode, there's normally always a good few laugh-out-loud moments. And as long as they can keep hitting that, then it works to me.
That's a really great way of ending, I think, in the fact that we love the program. Bex, I think the description's great. At its worst, it's still better than so much alternatives. Yeah. So we are excited. All of the emotions. Bex, you're going to binge it Friday night.
Yeah.
Stu, we're going to do it the old-fashioned way.
No spoilers, Bex.
No spoilers. it's going to be quite interesting in the next few weeks. As always, we want to hear people's views, opinions, Facebook, X, etc. Would love to get more people involved. Bex, it's been a pleasure having you back. Thank you so much for coming back on.
I'll have to come back for the actual review of this season.
Oh, yes, because we need to analyse, how our predictions compare.
Yeah, we'll do a weekly one and then
a full one.
Let's be honest, Bex, you know that you are welcome back anytime.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's been great having you on, Chief.